seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reason. But when them then thing go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. But when them think then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to turn people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier, your Minister of Information, Christian Ambassador for, Servant of and to the Rastafari Movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in Heaven, here and now on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, here and now on this earth. This is for the recording date of July the 28th, Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. We're moving now to the Holy Quran. From the Holy Bible to the Holy Quran, both books taken from the Holy Universe. The universe is the original scripture. Now we are yet in chapter 6, Surah 6, verse, we're going to verse 81, Ayat 81. This is part 7, titled The Cattle. We are yet in the section of Abraham argues divine unity. We want to see how the scripture of Bible and Quran agree with each other. Abraham, the father of the multitudes, examined the universe, examined the inner workings of the universe, examined solar science, lunar science, astral science. The Most High, in the Quran referred to as Allah, the Almighty Father, and in the prayers of Islam, Illa, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Ashadu, Illa, Illa, Ha'il, Allah. We hear Illa, and Illa is the Almighty Mother in Islam, in the Arabic language. So, Father Allah and Mother Illah have shown to Abraham African science, shown to Abraham African knowledge and wisdom, for it is and was the Africans that gave us all of our scientific endeavors and study. But watch this. You see, Abraham in Ur of the Chaldees, symbolically, all of this is symbolism, showing us our society today. The society under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families used the same creation that we use. They had knowledge and wisdom. They had science and technology, but they disconnected the Most High from that science and that technology. They disconnected the author and the giver of life and the creation from that science and that technology so that they could control the poor working class masses of the people. So now the Most High has to take Abraham and show Abraham that same knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, and reconnect that knowledge, that wisdom, that overstanding back into Africa. Because the Africans taught that same knowledge, but taught the roots of that knowledge and that knowledge and wisdom in its complete reality, 360 degrees of knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding, and taught the causative factor and reality behind the knowledge, the wisdom of the universe, that causative factor being the Most High. In Africa, many names, Ptah, Amen, Amen-Ra, Amenet, Amenet-Ra'it. In Hebrew, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahovah. In Arabic, Allah, Ilah, the same Most High. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, grandfather, grandmother, the same knowledge and wisdom and overstanding. But the Africans connected that causative reality, that causative factor. The first law of science is cause and effect. The wicked world give you and me, they give us the effects, but they don't give us the cause. They give us branch knowledge, leaf knowledge, stem knowledge. But I, Bob Marley, say we get to the roots. I are the roots. So the roots is the Most High. And so Prophet Muhammad is dealing with that same reality. The Quraysh, under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, under the control and influence of Rome, the Roman Empire, Caesar, the Roman Senate is running all of this. They have science. They have technology. They have solar, lunar, astral science. They have the science of the universe, but they use and misuse and abuse and manipulate that knowledge so that they can control the poor working class masses of the people. And so the Most High has to take us back into that knowledge and see the connection of that knowledge and wisdom and overstanding and that science and that technology and connect that to the Most High so that we may be able and enabled to create a society based not just on the branches and the stems and the leaves, but based on the root reality behind the branches and the leaves that we see. Our society and civilization must be based on what you say God, others say God and Goddess. I use the Most High. The Most High, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahovah, existence, life. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahovah as begetting and conceiving. That is father and mother. Existence and life is the father and mother of us all. And if we do not create a society based on the principles of life and existence for all, then we reproduce the Roman Empire. We reproduce the wicked and ruling class and wicked ruling families. We want to recreate the society and civilization based on life for all. So, Abraham, the father of the multitudes, the father, as one might say, of us all, representing the Most High, Allah, as the father of us all, and the Most High, Ilah, the mother of us all, says further in verse 81. And his people disputed with him. He said, do you dispute with me respecting Allah? And he has guided me indeed. And I fear not in any way those of you, and I fear not in any way those that you set up with him, meaning Allah, unless my Lord, please, my Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Will you not then mind? What we have to do is break the society down between the wicked ruling class and ruling families and their puppets, prime ministers, mayors, governors, kings and queens, heads of governmental, educational, financial, and religious institutions, the puppets of the wicked ruling class. Then you and I, we are the poor and the working class. So, Abraham was shown that the wisdom of this world is setting. The sun setting, the star setting, the moon setting in the Quran in this chapter has to do with a science and technology that is disconnected from the Most High, here called Allah, in the prayer also called Ilah, the Almighty Mother. And so, because that science and technology is disconnected from the Most High, it is setting. But we want to be connected with that science, astral, solar, lunar, that science of the universe that is ever rising, as we would say in Africa, from the east, rising, ever rising from the east. And scientifically, we know that the earth in proximity to the sun gives us the appearance of the rising of the sun in the east. And so we turn to the sun, the moon, and the star as symbols of the hidden and unseen power and reality of the Most High. And we turn to the Most High, and we turn to Yahweh, Yahovah. We turn to Allah, Ilah. We turn to the Most High, and we turn to the principles of life and existence for all. We turn to that power that is the Most High, and that power that raises us up into the mind of Allah and the mind of Ilah, that we may partake of the knowledge of the Almighty Father, Allah, and we may partake of the wisdom of the Almighty Mother, Ilah. Now, sisters and brothers, the people of Abraham, he says, they dispute with Abraham, and he asked them, do you dispute with me respecting Allah, and he has guided me indeed? Now, let me see if I can find that word Allah in the scripture. Let me see. I want to find Allah. Well, let me just say from memory. Allah in the African Hebrew language has to do with the ascender, and that ascender means the one that raises us up. Allah, the Almighty Father, represents knowledge and even has to do with skill and getting ahead and going above and beyond. So we are given the type of knowledge that will cause us to be raised above the knowledge of this wicked, no good, rotten system. And so we see that Mother Ilah in the African Hebrew language has to do with your occurrence and, you may say, circumstance, and you have a series of feminine counterparts, Ola. She is the ascender, the Almighty Mother as the ascender. And then when you get to Ilah, spelled with an I, that has to do with causing us to understand that as we are raised into the wisdom of the Almighty Mother Ilah, we are then able to change our occurrence and circumstance and create a civilization and society based on the Most High. And we are then able to transmit life and existence to all the whole of the human family, and not like this wicked system that relegates life and existence to the few, to the wealthy ruling class and their puppets, leaving out the masses of the poor working class oppressed sisters and brothers of the human family. So now I want to bring in another concept in this discussion. For Abraham is trying to talk to his sisters and brothers, the poor working class masses of the people, and give them this knowledge that would elevate them above the puppets, above the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And they are in dispute with Abraham. And he says, I fear not in any way those that you set up with him, unless my Lord please. Let's deal with that phrase. He's talking to the poor working class masses of the people and saying that you have set up, one might say, partners with Allah. You should look to Allah and all that are with Allah. You should look to the Most High. You should not look to those that you have set up with Allah. What is Abraham talking about? From the Bible, you may say, these are the other ones, the other gods set up beside Allah. Gods in the African Hebrew language are Elohim. Elohim is plural, masculine and feminine. So we may be talking here and are talking about other gods and goddesses set up with Allah. And the ones setting up the other Elohim, the other gods and goddesses, are the people. The people have a choice. We have a choice to make. We can go with Allah, the Almighty Father, and Ilah, the Almighty Mother. We can go with we who are with Allah, Father, and Ilah, Mother. We can go with the spirit world that are united with the Almighty, no matter what name you use. We can go with the prophets. We can go with the sages. We can go with the righteous leaders, masculine and feminine, that are with the Almighty. Whether you say Yahweh, Yahovah, whether you say Amen Ra, Amenet Ra'it, whether you say Allah and Ilah. We can go with the righteous family, acting in oneness, acting in what you may call monotheistic attitude. Or we can go with the other gods and goddesses, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the puppets of the wicked ruling class and families, and work to continue to divide the human family, divide the calf. In scripture, you see Abraham dividing the calf. We can work to divide the creation. We can work to divide the universe. We can work to divide the people from the resources and wealth of the universe. That is polytheism. The Quran talks about Allah saying him and he. Then the Quran says we and us. And we and us are the same Allah. We must think today, sisters and brothers, when we and us unite with the mind of Allah. We are many. We are us. We are many parts, but we are acting as one monotheistic family, not dividing the family at all, not dividing along racial lines, not dividing along ethnic lines, not dividing along lines of territory and factions and sex, meaning S-E-C-T-S, sex or sections, not dividing along tribal lines, not dividing along any lines, gender or age lines. No division. One monotheistic family of Allah. So we all come in under the name and title of Allah, although we are we and we are us and we are many, but the other gods and goddesses, they divide the family along racial lines, ethnic lines, class lines, lines of territory and boundaries. Remember, your boundaries in Africa were created by the Berlin Conference, the European powers in the Berlin Conference in Berlin, Germany, to divide Africa up so that they may come in and colonize and rape and spoil and thieve and steal and kill and destroy. But we say no, one human family. In our Islamic tradition of Hajj, we see that all discard their personal garments and take on one tunic, one might say. I believe the color is white. White, the color of not people, but the color of the sun and light and knowledge and wisdom and illumination. It's the atmosphere that causes the sun to look to be yellow, as I understand what the scientists say. So light is white, and white as light transcends barriers, goes above and beyond barriers. So we are coming in under the name and title of Allah, although we are male and female, although we are black, brown, red, yellow, and white, although we live on all portions of the earth. We look to be divided, but we seek to work in one monotheistic unity. And this is what Abraham wants the people, the masses, to know. Now, I want to look up this word other for other gods. The scripture says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the word other in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 312 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it is akar or akair, and it means another, other, and following, further, other, and different. These are the other gods. These are the another gods. These are the gods that are following. These are the gods that push you into a position of following behind, in a negative sense, following behind and pushing you further away from what? From truth, justice, and righteousness, from the resources of the universe. It talks about in the description following another, especially one who follows a first, a second. So we want to be first. We want to be in front with Allah, with Allah. We come under the name Allah in the Quran, and we want to come in first. We don't want to come in behind and second. The synonyms are strange and men and man's and next, because we're talking about not only spirit angels that are called jinn in the Quran. In scripture, you call them demons. In Bible, you call them demons. We're not just talking about the demons. The demons are the other gods and goddesses. The demonic spirit world. I should say the demonic portion of the spirit world. The righteous portion are called angels. And the righteous angels and the righteous spirit world are called angels. In the secular world, you may call them aliens or extraterrestrials. These words mean the same thing. There are bad aliens. In the scripture, you call them demons. And there are good aliens or good extraterrestrials. In the scripture, you call them angels in the righteous spirit world. Same knowledge, same wisdom, but different languages. So these other gods and goddesses are the demons in Bible, jinn in Quran. But the other gods and goddesses are also the judges and the men and women rulers of this world who come as Democrats and Republicans, who make up the judicial system of this wicked world, who never give us justice, never give us a righteous ruling, always rule in the favor of wickedness and unrighteousness to divide the masses of the people against ourselves. Remember the Zimmerman trial. Remember how they afforded Zimmerman the privilege of having white skin privilege to divide the poor working class white from the poor working class black and brown and red and yellow, and taking this Latino brother whose mother is a Peruvian, whose father is a European Jew, who ordinarily would have been seen as a Latino, a brown man, but he's given the opportunity to partake in white skin privilege. What does that do? Possibly alienate some Latino sisters and brothers from poor working class black and red and yellow. But we see that this is the evil machination of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, who are the other gods and goddesses that we should not follow after. These are the demonic influence. These are the jinn in the Quran. Now, the root of this word, one of the etymological roots, is found under the number 309. Sisters and brothers, this is heavy. We want to know, who is Abraham talking about in this scripture in the Quran? Who is it that the poor working class masses of the people have set up besides Allah, or besides Yahweh, Yehovah, or besides Amun-Ra, Amenet-Ra'it, Mut-Nechet, many names to describe that Most High Power, Most High Father, and Most High Mother? Who is it that the masses of the people have set up? And why would the masses of the people set up these wicked ones? How is it that these wicked ones have influence in our lives and have caused us to set them up besides the righteous Most High Allah? And we wonder why we can't get ahead. We wonder why we suffer. We wonder why we have less than nothing and are continuing to have less than nothing and more of it, more less than nothing. The root word is akar, 309, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a verb, and it means to delay, to hesitate, to tarry, to defer, to remain behind. What are you saying, Abraham? These wicked ones that we have set up besides Allah, are they the demonic devils that delay our blessings? The other here, the root akar, means to delay, and has to do with delaying our blessings, hesitate. Notice how the puppet prime ministers and presidents, the puppet leaders of Republicans and Democrats, are always hesitating, delaying our blessings. They say, oh, the economy will get better next month or the next month. But it's the it's It's the puppets, Republicans and Democrats, making a deal to purposefully delay our blessings and cause us to buy into such delay and cause us to continue to believe in them. But these are the ones that Abraham wants us to know that we have set up besides Allah. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.